Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most watched and shocking results of Election Day here in California was the outcome of the L.A. County Sheriff's race, with Alex Villanueva, the challenger, upsetting the incumbent sheriff, Jim McDonnell, for the first time in 100 years, which I'm sure Jim McDonnell is sick of hearing about at this point. But the people have spoken. And joining us right now on the Newsmaker line is the current and outgoing sheriff of L.A. County, Jim McDonnell. Welcome back to the show, Sheriff McDonnell. How are you?
Thank you, Doug. Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. I'm sorry that things worked out the way they did. I'm a fan. I think that you made an important difference under very difficult circumstances. Reform is never easy. Systems don't change quickly or easily. It's a tough battle. And this was a tough political environment, too, to operate in. So we can go over all of that stuff for the rest of our lives. There's a challenge now, and that challenge is there's a new sheriff coming in, and you have pledged your support to Alex Villanueva, the sheriff-elect. What does the transition period look like?
Well, it's very quick. He takes office effective noon Monday. And so it'll be whatever meetings we can have in the interim. His people who are coming in to take over the top spots are meeting with our people who will be outgoing, transfer whatever information they can. The challenge is many of the people who are coming in don't have that level of experience or even close to it. And so the briefings are difficult because there's a giant learning curve to be able to understand what the briefing really entails. A lot of nuances, a lot of things where if you haven't sat in the chair, it makes it so much more difficult. You miss a lot. And I look at just, you know, what we've been able to do in 4 years. I'd say we've been able to achieve 10 years worth of change in 4 years. And that's painful, but it was necessary for the people of Los Angeles County.
Why is that? I'm shocked to learn this, and I did not realize until just now that that it's not even January 1st that the new sheriff takes over. Why in the world does the sheriff begin the new term of office on Monday?
Yeah, that's by charter. And so likewise with the Board of Supervisors, they're sworn in at the same time as well.
Wow. That's a quick, really, really brief
transition
period. Because in this particular case, it's the learning curve is enormous. I mean, Alex Villanueva has never administered a large organization before, and this is a very large organization. You know, people think the sheriff's department, you think about the sheriff's patrols, but we also forget it's the jails. And as we all know, the jails, the L.A. County Jail, is also the largest mental health facility in the United States of America, for good and ill. And that in itself is a nightmare.
It is. And he's going from being a watch commander in a local station with a span of control of 18 people to one of 18,000 people. And in addition, 17,000 inmates, a third of those inmates are seriously mentally ill. And so just the challenges on so many fronts. We do, as you mentioned, we do patrol detectives. We do the normal police things that people think of. We also run the jails, the courts, the colleges, the hospitals, the parks, search and rescue, and a third of MTA. All of those are specialized policing functions on their own. And so, you know, while I wish him well, I'm there to offer any help and support I can provide. It really is going to be a tremendous challenge for him for the foreseeable future, getting up to speed on what's going on.
This is something that, I don't know that we'll ever see this happen again, but I would encourage the county to change the charter. There should be a longer transition period. This is, to me, reckless that the law requires such a significant change to be jammed through in such a short period of time. We're talking with L.A. County Sheriff Jim McDonnell. Sheriff, what are you most proud of in your time in office?
You know, I look back on reflection and, you know, what we were able to do in the jails, we went from being a totally dysfunctional jail system where we had a federal judge implement a consent decree to oversee it to one now where the most recent report looked upon the LA County jail system as a model for large jail reform across America. they've seen a sea change in how inmates are treated. I look at that as a tremendous success, but also we created Human Trafficking Bureau, and that is something that desperately needed. We have become a model for the rest of the nation on that front. Crime is down. We've increased a lot of factors as it relates to the safety of our deputies. Our mental evaluation teams have been expanded. Our crisis intervention team for dealing with the mentally ill have been expanded. Our policies as it relates to homelessness, immigration, transgender, all of those things are models for the rest of the country. Our counterterrorism function is robust. Our deputy-involved shootings have been trending down. They cut in half since 2013. And our recruitment, we've hired, since I've been in place, over 2,200 new deputies. And so on all fronts, any measures of effectiveness, we're looking very good. And my worry is, as was, you know, out in the L.A. Times this morning, is the new sheriff going to undo a lot of the reforms that we worked so hard to put in place? That is, it should be a serious concern for taxpayers across the county.
What aspect of the job do you wish you had done differently?
You know, I look back on that, and I never did the job with an eye toward being reelected. I did it with an eye toward doing the right thing for the 10 million plus people in Los Angeles County. Some of what we did, you know, in a reform environment was not popular, but it was the right thing to do. And in retrospect, I would not change that. You know, what happened happened, but I can look back proudly and say we had a great team and we put together, a reform effort that carried the organization back to the place that it deserves to be, which is kind of model for the rest of the policing world to look to and come out, visit us, and be able to get best practices and take them back home. And we have become that.
What resources, first of all, what is the budget for the L.A. County Sheriff's Department?
$3.3 billion.
Okay, that's a budget.
That's a budget.
That's a big budget.
The new sheriff has never managed a budget, so that's a giant issue right there.
And with that money, what is the area of the sheriff's department functions that you believe is under budgeted?
Staffing. I mean, clearly, since I got in the position to just see how lean an organization we are, we have roughly the same number of sworn as the LAPD. We do what the LAPD does over 10 times the real estate, but then also the jails, the courts, the colleges, the hospitals, the parks, and all of these other, seemingly unrelated functions with the same number of people stretched out over those functions. So exceptionally lean organization, tremendous value for the taxpayer, but also comes with the risk of, you know, trying to be able to do everything with so few. You end up seeing issues there at some point.
What is next for Jim McDonald?
You know, I don't know, because I had not planned for this. This was something that, like for everybody, I think we were surprised at the outcome, and we'll be trying to figure that out for a while. But I want to keep my options open, see what opportunities are out there. I'd love to be able to still be in a position to, you know, use the experience I have, give back to the community, and be able to be in a position to be able to be helpful.
Well, I'm sure you will. It's a lifetime of service, if I may speak for everybody in L.A. County. Thank you for the efforts you have made. You've left a better sheriff's department than you found.
I appreciate it, Doug, very much. Thank you.